Light of the Bhagavat, verse 46. The merchants, preachers, kings, and students who were confined to home during the 4 months of June, July, August, and September began to flow out and attain success in life, just as perfected souls attain the required body as soon as they leave the present one. The people in general, especially the merchants, preachers, kings, and students, are advised not to leave home during the 4 months of the rainy season. These 4 months are known as Chaturmasya, and for everyone, there are specific rules for observing this period, partly for the sake of health and partly for spiritual realization. During this period, the merchants cannot do free business. Dedicated souls like sannyasis cannot freely preach the doctrines of the Vedas. Kings cannot go out to tour their states, and students cannot go to their schools, which are closed. But after the Chaturmasya period, they all get the freedom to go out and perform their respective duties. And by so doing, they can achieve the results they desire. So in the same way, one cannot achieve the desired results of one's penances until one attains freedom from one's present body. There are various ways to practice the various kinds of yoga in order to attain various results in various species of life. It is not that everything is the same, for there are varieties of life, varieties of planets, and varieties of success in spiritual realization. And all of these can be achieved only when we have finished the Chaturmasya-like period of life. It is a foolish imagination, therefore, that we can go to other planets in the present body. If we want to go to Devaloka, the planets of the demigods, we must achieve the required qualifications. And the same is true if we want to go back to the kingdom of God. If we want to remain on this planet in some better condition of life, that will also depend on the required achievements. In any case, those achievements can be fulfilled just after one leaves the present body. The merchants, preachers, kings, and students form the four important sections of human society. The merchants should see that everyone gets their proper share of food given as a gift by God. The sannyasi preachers should go from door to door to preach the sense of God consciousness, not to build mufts and temples, but to enlighten the people. And the king should go out from his home to see with his own eyes how things are going on. Just as Maharaj Parikshit, while on tour, saw a man, Kali, attempting to kill a cow, so the king at once punished him. And the students should gather knowledge wherever it is available. And so the combined work of these four sections is meant for the general welfare of society.